We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, and we're beginning on the top line of Samach Aleph. Oma Ula, So'ir Sheshachtu Koidim Matan Doma Yishal Parah, Loi Osav Loi Klum. That means that what this, the process is, you actually shecht the parah much before, and you have someone mixing it, but then after you finish the Keteris, you bring the dam par into the Keteris Gedashim, do the Zerikas, and then afterwards you shecht the So'ir, which then goes to Keteris HaKadashim. So let's say you shecht the sa'ir before you did the zrika of the dam, the kodesh hakadoshim loy osav loy klum. You are not yoitza your mitzvah because you skipped matan damai, which was something that has done b'fnim. This is a kuliyama problem because matan damai is b'fnim and the sa'ir also shechtu also kuliyama problem called sarich pnim. He did this out of order. He did the shechita of the sa'ir before the matan dam shel par. He did it in the wrong order. So loy osav loy klum, you have to redo the shechita on the sa'ir. The dam shel par is good. You have to redo this the shechita of the sa'ir. So the shechita sa'ir is loy osav loy klum. Tanan, I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says in our Mishnah, hiktim dam hasar dam apar. If you do dam hasar for dam apar, yachzav yachzav dam hasar achad dam apar. It says, like we just said, you do the dam hasar again after dam apar. You did it the wrong order. But the problem is like this. What about the shechita? Bemisa yachzav yishchem b'yalei. It sounds like a mishta, right? You did a dam sa'ir before the dam apar. How is that possible? Only with a shechita of a sa'ir. The problem is shechita of a sa'ir is also not supposed to be before the dam apar. So how is it possible to do dam sar for dam par? You must have shechted it. So when it says you have to redo the dam sar, it means you have to redo the shechita as well, because the shechita wasn't good. Le'osav le'klum. V'misa yachzav yishchem b'yalei. Zok the Gemara tirgama ula matanis shevehechel. Ula says that our mishnah when it says hiktim dam sar dam par means matanis shevehechel, which means you already have both dam, you have both bloods, because he already did Zerika and the fly of Nim. Now it came to the Hechel. What comes first in the Hechel? The Dam Apar. He did Dam Asar first. What's the halacha? It's no good. Dam Asar, you have to do Dam Asar again afterwards. No, you don't do it. You don't have to do Shechita Par. You had both Damim. You had both Damim. Don't spill. In that case, it's spill Hiktim, it says. Hiktim, not spill. Hiktim. Hiktim. So if we're talking about fly of Nim, Hiktim, it means that you obviously Shecht the Sar already, which is a problem. You don't Shecht the Sar before the Dam Apar. What? So the Gemara will talk about spilling soon, and you have to shecht a new par. But so you're asking Akasha that. So what do you mean? Teretz is there. There's not no problem here because you already did lefnayv lefnim. You already did a shechita and a sar and a par. You already yaitz that par. No, yeah, you just get a par. Yeah. You didn't shechita of the order you have already in order because you did lefnayv lefnim. Yeah. So what's the part of Teretz again? Just to speak it out. The matanish b'heichal means that after you did the Zerika and the Fly of Nim of the Par, and then the Sar, the right order, and everything was Shecht the right order, then in the Heichel, instead of doing the Par first, it's the Sar first. In this case, you have to redo the Sar. Nothing spilled. You just redo the Sar down. Tegum Ula Matanash Beheichel. Chenem Rav Efez Matanash Beheichel. Also Tegum Matanash Beheichel. So that's the case. Now, what's the Sazan of Gemara's beautiful Gemara, right? It's very good smack. The only horror is like this, that we have a form of Chalikash of Mechemya and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time Seder is Ma'akev is only Lefnai v'Lefnim, not in the Heichel. So here you have a first a Mishnah would come out, Lefi Ula, the first a Mishnah, like Rav Nechemya, because it's Dafka talking about Heichel, because in the Pnim it can't be talking about Hiktim, because there you have to Yachas of a Yishchot Meboyile, Shtei Shchita. So here we're talking about Zeraya that we're passing like Rav Nechemya, which, anyway, there are those who hold that the Mishnah is anyway mashma like that, because the Mishnah says, the whole Lashon Mishnah, kol ma'isei yom kippurim, or imal asei them, hik the ma'isei v'er lezer klom. The Lashon Mishnah anyway could be as mashma like that, because it's kol ma'isei yom kippurim. But the Charabir, kol rav mir, so only Teretz is like a Mishnah as a Teretz, and he says that, even if you're Rav Yehuda, if you have a way to fix it, you could fix up the order. It's not ma'akev, but yachzav yachzav sa'ir doesn't mean such a big thing. Of course, you have the dam sa'ir, might as well do it again. The say the mean is a mitzvah, so that's what wouldn't be a 100% raya to Rav Nechemya. So we first said maybe it's a raya, then we said maybe it could be doiched the raya. Lekutei Halachos, the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer like a riff on Masechta Yuma. He learns that this is a raya that we pass like the Mishnah is like Rav Nechemya. This is a raya, the Mishnah is like Rav Nechemya. Okay, it says v'cheim hechel v'cheim mizbeach hazav, and the Gemara says the Mishnah says the whole machlokes that when it spills, which we'll get to in a second. First, we bring a brisa of the kapara, what the kapara of these kabbalas are. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk like this: V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. This is one of the last psukim in the whole parasha of of Vayis Yom Kippurim. It says, "V'chipres mikdash hakodesh ves oil moir ves mizbeach yichaper va'kohanim va'kol am Yisrael kohol yichaper." That's the lashon of pasuk. The Gemara darshens almost every word of his pasuk. It's end of the avodas. Like it's like a wrap. It's like a wrap on the whole avodas Yom Kippurim. After it says all the avodas they did, and says already about fasting and about what you have to do. It's the second to last pasuk in the whole parasha. V'chipres amikdash hakodesh. It's after all the avodas. Ray told you about the malach loisasu ki yam zeichap aleichem shabbos shabbos nilachem nisim zafter seichem. So end of the parasha. So the darsh like this. Torah b'olam chipres mikdash hakodesh zelf nayv lefnim. That teaches us that the kapara, when you bring the let's say the par lefnayv lefnim or the sar lefnayv lefnim, you know it's mechapon. If someone went by mistake into the kodesh hakodashim while he's tamei, or he became tamei there, so you need a kapara. And the case is a case where he didn't remember now that he became tamei, and he still didn't remember. So he couldn't bring a carbon for that. There's a carbon oil of a yared. If someone goes in by mistake as a tummy into the base of mikdash, he brings a carbon oil of a yared. But here, there's certain times when he was tummy and he'll never know about it. He still doesn't know about it. He still doesn't find out. So to mechat lahagin al yisurim, to protect him from yisurim, he needs his kapara of mikdash hakadosh. So that's zelf nayav for him. Someone became tummy or went in when he was tummy to the kodesh hakadoshim. Oil moyer zahechel. Someone went into the hechel when he was tummy. Mizbeach kemashmoy. Mizbeach is k'mashmoy. It's machlokes what it means exactly. Mizbeach ha'pnimi, mizbeach ha'chitzon. Pashas means mizbeach ha'chitzon because oil moyer zahechel already covered everything in the hechel. Yichape elo azaros. Yichape is the azaros. Now the pasuk goes into new things. That's the par and the sa'ir of they go to fly of him. They're mechapa mikdash kedoshav on all those things. Then the pasuk says a kahanim, which is k'mashmon amakol el yisrael yichape el avim. What do they all have a kapara together? What are they equal in all the kapara? Hush v'kulam the kapara achas. They're all equal in one of the kaparas. Because the kapara of the par and the sa'ir and the fly of him, the par is for the kahanim and the sa'ir is for the Israelim. So Israelim and the Levim. So what's the, something that's equal for Kahanim, Levim, Israelim? Shekula mechaprim, skaprim, v'sara mishtaleach, v'sara veris. The sara mishtaleach comes to mechaper, and all which is the vidui on the sara mishtaleach is mechaper all other veris. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So for Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk is like this. The first half of the pasuk is talking about the kaparas that happen with Nav Lefnim with the par and the sar. And the par is mechaper for the kahanim of Mikdash Kedoshav, and all on the Kedoshim, Hechel, and Mizbech, and Hazaras. And the Sawyer works for the Levim and Israelim. Then, the end of the pasuk says that there's certain kapara that's for everyone, that's the vidui on the Sawyer HaMishtaleach, which is mechaper on Shar HaBeris, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues, says, Keshem Shedama Sawyer Nas Mefnim, mechaper on Yisrael, but Thomas Mikdash Kedoshav, just like the Dam Sawyer is mechaper on Klai Yisrael, Mikdash Kedoshav, right? Kach dama par mechapa l'kam tos b'gzudashav. We're out of vidui. Remember, we had a few times in Sech that there's no vidui in the Sar Nasi b'fnim. So Rabbi Shim is saying this. The Sar Nasi b'fnim is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash b'kadashav, even without a vidui. Stands to say, the par that goes in b'fnim is mechaper kahanim even without any vidui. So what's the vidui in the par for? Ukashem shem shavidui shasar mishaleach mechaper al Yisrael. The vidui shasar mishaleach is mechaper on Klai Yisrael b'shar averis. Kach vidui shal par mechaper al kahanim b'shar averis. The vidui of the par is mechaper kahanim b'shar averis. So there's really one machlokes with Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If the vidui and shasar mishaleach is mechaper also the kahanim, because according to Rabbi Shimon, he says there's four. What? Yeah, shasar mishaleach is mechaper for everyone. We'll break it down. For Rabbi Shimon, there's four different kaparos. For Rabbi Shimon, there's the Dam par, dam sar, vidui par, and vidui sar ram shtaleach. There's no vidui sar afnim. So it's four different things. So for the kohen, he has the dam par for the tumas mikdash kedoshav, the vidui par for shara veris. But Israel, dam sa'ir is tumas mikdash kedoshav, the vidui sar ram shtaleach is shara veris. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Yehuda said the par he went inside was tumas mikdash kedoshav with the vidui. And that sar for Israel was also tumas mikdash kedoshav. You won't have the vidui. The Vida Sar Mishaleach and Outsar was for everyone. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learned. So, Mechlokes is Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if there's any kapara, it's Hushva for everyone. And where is that? But it's Sar Mishaleach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Hushva for everyone. Everyone got a kapara on that. According to Rabbi Shimon, only the Yisraelim were on the Vidas Arim Shleach, Mashenkein, the Vida the Par was for the Kahanim. Good, Moshe? Tanu Rabbana on Vayta. V'chila mechapes HaKodesh. Now this pasuk is a different pasuk. The pasuk says, V'chila mechapes HaKodesh. This is after they finished all the Zerikas in the Hazoyas and the Kodesh Kedoshim and in the Heichel and Mizbech and Shirayim. And V'chila mechapes HaKodesh V'sayel Moed V'samizbech V'hikr V'sasarachai. Then you brought to the Sarachai. This pasuk teaches us that each kapara in the base of Mikdash, each one, the Hazoyas, the Par V'sar, each section, each place was a different kapara. That's the Fnei Afnim. That's the Par V'sar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oyel Moye is a Heichel. That's the Par V'sar on the Parochus. Mizbeach Kimashmoy. This means the Mizbeach HaPanimi, for sure. Mizbeach Kimashmoy means they did the Hazoyas Mizbeach HaPanimi. Malamech, Kulun, Kapara, Kapara, Fnei Atzman. You see, for me, each one is a Kapara, Fnei Atzman. Mekan Amru, which is, Mekan Amru is really going on a little further, but Mekan Amru, Nasa mixes Matanah Shebefnim, Vinishbech Adam. Let's say they did some of the Matanah Shebefnim, you know, some of the Matanah Shebefnim, it spilled out. Vinishbech Adam, what do? You have to bring a new par, Yovi Dam, I bring another more Dam, Vyaskil Bibin, Tchilo Matanah Shebefnim. You have to start again, because each Makkim, each section is a new Kapara, and in the middle of it, you didn't finish it, you have to start again from the beginning. That's the Shita of the Tanakama, of our Mishnah, and of the Sbraisa. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon Oimrim, Einem Maschel Mokim Shepasak. You start, let's see, you did Achas for Achas, Achas for Shtayim, Achas for Shosh, boom, it spilled out. What do you start from next time? Achas for Arba, according to Elazar and Shimon. Start from Achas for Arba. According to Rav Meir, Tanakama, no. You start again from Achas for Achas. From Achas. According to...
No, you have to redo the
Keteris, it sounds like before that you would have to do the Keteris again, like it says before. It was a Mishnah at the end, whatever the Gemara at the end of Zav Samach Beis. You have to do Keteris again. The Mishnah didn't say you have to do Keteris again. Yeah, at least for Rav Chanina, you have to do Keteris again.
You start off at number three.
You asked for a letter of Shimon? Yeah. No, you don't have to do Keteris again because since it started already, it was Chal. You don't have to do Keteris again.
So here's an
it's no, that's Bifnim. He holds a chukah. It's been the right order. But the order was chal. Like you were saying as far before, the order was chal. Since the first three zikas are good, the order was chal. So that's fine. What?
What's
the plan? Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Aron. When you do the zikas on the Aron. No, the Aron. That's what Fnai Bifnim means, very inside. Then the Pareches, then the Mizbech. So, Mechlek is where you start from. When it spills out in front of the Aron, where does it start from? According to Ramei, you start again from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to the Shimon, you will Makom Shepasak. Let's see if finished Matanah Shebefnim and this Bechlam is spilled. Yovi Damacha, and this is a Kuliyam of Yaschel Matchilim Matanah Shebefnim. He started now from fresh, from the Parayches. You don't have to do it again, Kodesh Kedoshim. And that's the words of Kan Omru before Rashi says going on. It said, Mekan Omru, that because it's a Kulon Kapar of Neatzman, that's why you don't have to start again from the Kodesh Kedoshim. If you finish that, you're done. Okay. If you did part of the Tosh Behechel and the Dam spilled out, you start again from the beginning of the Hechel because according to Rav Meir, it's a Kapar of Neatzman, you have to start again. But let's Rav Shimon, no. You start where you stop. Let's say middle of the Preiches, Achas V'Sholosh, which spilled out, start from Achas V'Arba. If you finish the Tosh Behechel, what comes next? Then you start again. You don't have to do anything over. After you finish the Parochus spilled out, you start now fresh from Matanah Shebefnim. Nasa mix of Matanah Shebefnim, Nishbech Adam, Yavi Dam Achav, Yaskav, Chilom, Matanah Shebefnim. You start again from the beginning of Matanah Shebefnim. Let's have Shimon Aymrim, Mimokam Shepasak Umaschel. From where you stopped, you will start again. Let's say you finished now the third thing, the Mizbeach, when Nishbech Adam Dam spilled. Remember, on the Mizbeach, you have a 4 and a 7. It's really Mechlekes Rishonim, if they're considered separate or one. This Gemara is mastered very strongly that it's one grouping, the 4 and the 7. So you finish that, Nishbech Adam, you don't do anything, you don't have to get new Dam to pour Shirayim. Because the next step is Shirayim on the Yisrael Maravi or Yisrael Dramim. And you don't have to redo again, it's Loim Akvi, it's not Makvi. Very klar machlekes. What's the biyah machlekes? Come to Rav Yechon and tell us the biyah machlekes. On Rav Yechon, the shnei mikra echad darshu. They both darshan their drashas from one pasuk. The pasuk says, this pasuk is talking about. I think it's parashas Tetzave. Is talking about the mizbeach apnimi. The mizbeach apnimi, and in the pasuk of mizbeach apnimi, it says that once a year you're going to go v'chipa aron al karnoyus of achas b'shana. Once a year, you're going to use the corners of his Mizbech HaPnimi. V'dam achatas ha-kapurim achas b'shono yichap al ovedar yisechem k'ay yosh mula Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, once a year, you're going to use these corners, the heilige corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi. So it sounds once a year. So the Hari Darshan, let's see the Pasuk. V'dam achatas ha-kapurim achas b'shono remeya sovar chatas ha-chamart lavosh te-chatoyis. You only use one chatas for the Mizbech, for example. Only one chatas, not two chatoyis. So therefore, if it spills out in the middle of your process, you got to bring a new chatas and start again from the beginning. Why? Because you can't have two chatas on one mezbech. You have to have one chatas. That's our Meir's drasha. Rav Shimon says, no, different lashon. Chitui, chatas, besides being a chatas, can be a lashon of spritzing, of chitui. Chita achas amarat lashon ha-chituyim. It comes out for your Meir, on this corner you have two chituyim. Because he did, you'll see up on the second or third corner. He did already on the first two corners, he did already, doing it twice. Chitu echel amarachmona, but it's two. Therefore he says, no, you continue from where you stop from. And that is what where he holds his shita. So Zashal had taishin taich chatas echad. That's because Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Zok to Gemara Vayta. There is another carbon, something somewhat of a carbon that has a similar halacha. The halacha is that when a mitzvah comes to mechapa himself, he brings a carbon and he brings a loig shemen also, and they spritz the loig shemen on his behinois and they land up on his hands, on his feet, and then on his head. That's what you do with it. And you also take the loig shemen and you spritz it towards the heichal, like it says in the pasuk. So there's a few things you do with this loig shemen, basically three or four things as well. And that's what's very similar. It says v'lokach v'tavah kain esbay haymonis ben hashemen. And v'hizam and Hashem be'etzpoi sheva palm of Hashem. Me'yesta Hashem and al-kapi, whatever's left in your hand, yitin ha-koyin ha-tnuch oizin ha-metai amonis, ba'boin yodai amonis, on its earlobe, on its boin yodai, on its boin raglam, in his big thumb and big toe. Then he's v'anoizim Hashem and al-kapi, koyin yitin ha-roisho ha-metai, put on the head of the metai. That's the process of it. So it sounds a little familiar, right? Similar to the process you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Hechel and the thing. So Zot Gemara. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe, li chalak Rabbi Yaakov v'lugin. Rabbi Yaakov said, by Lugin, it doesn't work like over here. And by Lugin, l'kuli yama, you gotta start from the beginning. You don't start makam shepasach. Because it says, loig echad shemen, only one loig you can bring, you're not bringing two lugim. That's the way he had to have him, you know. That's the way Rebbe said, that Rabbi Yaakov, li chalak, says, lugim are different. It's loig echad shemen, you don't bring two, l'kuli yama, you start again. Because you can't have two lugim. They don't argue there. But I'll show you a first brayse. But I'm going to write like this. Nasa mikzav matana shebefnim. He did. You know, we said the seven matanas they go towards the Bnei Hashem. Let's say in the middle it spilled out the shemen. V'nishvach halug. You have a lugach of yaschem matchila. You do again. You do again the matanas. Where you stop, you start again. That's by the loig. That's by the part of shemen going towards the heichal. You start again now with a new one, but you don't have to do again the ones Sheva Fnei Hashem, the seven Fnei Hashem, you don't have to do that again. You start now fresh with the behinds, with the putting on the earlobe and on the thumb and on the big toe. No, the mix of Tanash behinds, it's spelled out. You start again from the beginning of the behinds. Let's be sure, no, or Makum Shapasa go maschal. Everyone agrees, matana on the head is not ma'akev. What do you see from here? That the same machlokes by dam is by lugim. So what is Rebbe saying? That li chalak, that it's different between li chilek, Rabbi Yaakov, and lugim. That they're different. They're not different. They're the same. Emily, tomorrow says you're right. You have to change the lashon. Emily, Ema, Li, Shon, Rav Yaakov, Lugin. Rav Yaakov, Lugin told me the same halacha. The same halacha is by Lugin. Now you're going to ask me, what's takap shat? By chatos, we have two ways to learn it. Either chatos echav leshtei chatos or chitu echav leshtei chituyim. By Lugin, it's only Lugin echav leshtei Lugin. What's going on over here? Zok deritva, you learn out. You learn out from Yom Kippurim. You learn out from Yom Kippurim, and that's how you know that it could be v'makom shepasim. Omamar, matanas haroish, the matana on the head of the mitzayra in ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. It's like the shirayim on the mitzayra mizbech. My timer, ilay moshim lechsev anoyisam min hashemen. If you tell me it's from anoyisam min hashemen, asher kav hakoyin yitin haroish hametar, it's a noyisar. Noyisar doesn't always mean it's extra. Elam yata van, that it's not ma'akev. I shouldn't say it like this. Noyisar doesn't always mean it's not ma'akev. Elam yata, I'll bring it right, because by mincha it says, v'neseres min ha mincha la arun levon of kodesh shem yishah Hashem. So how can I learn Akiv? Tell me, it's not Akiv. The halacha is if the shirayim is comes missing in, before the haktaras hakayim, it's takam Akiv. So you see, neseres kibi Akiv. So my answer is, you're right. A noisa doesn't always mean extra. And Tosfos says it could have been a different raya because it says earlier in the pasuk by Shemen, "Meyeser Hashem nashal kapa yitin hakoyinach tnuch oizin amatayim ones." And that is ma'akiv. And still says yeser. This Tosfos El Ma'at speaks this out. So noisa or yeser alone is not enough. So why here by Roshes Shraim Shani Hasam Dechsev "Meyeser v'hanoiser"? Double lashon. It's a real extra. Yeser and noisa. Double lashon of extra that teaches us that it's extra and it's not ma'akev. Matonash of a roish is not ma'akev.